Shavuos Perk Ches Mishnah Gimel 8:3. So now more claims that a Shomer Chinam might make to someone who owned a cow and gave it him to watch. The first is Heichan Shori. The owner of the cow says, "Where is my cow?" Amar Lo, Eini Yodea Matasach. I don't know what you're talking about. So this is a little different. This is not saying I was a Shomer but I'm Potter, which would require the Shavuos HaShomrim swearing, you know, the Shlo Vershusi, Shlo Shalach Bo Yadi, and Shlo Pashabo. No. This is a full denial of ever being custodian. So therefore, he is potentially in Shavuos HaPikadon territory because he's denying a financial obligation, but he is not in Shavuos HaShomrim territory. Okay, so that's a little different. But here what happens is, again, the person who is the Shomer Chinam is denying ever having been a custodian in the first place. V'hu shemeis, and the truth is that he was a custodian, he was a Shomer Chinam, and the animal just dropped down dead, meaning that even if he fessed up and told the truth, he'd be potter. Okay, therefore his false oath, while a violation of Shavuos Bitui, is not a violation of Shavuos Pikadon. Therefore he'll be potter from bringing the Asham Gazelos, potter from bringing the Chomesh, but he would be chayev to bring the Olav Yored, the usual sin offering that's brought for lying falsely in Shavuos Bitui. Osh Nishbar, or instead of saying that it died, he says it was an animal killed it. I'm sorry. Instead of the truth was that he said I didn't ever watch it, but the truth is either it was mace, it died, Osh Nishbar, an animal got to it, Osh Nishbar, robbers got to it, O Nignav, thieves got to it, O Avad, it just got away, and Mashbi'acha Ani, if the owner of the cow says, swear to me, that's true, that you never were a custodian, in the first place, Vamar Amen, and he lied and said, yeah, I never was, Amen, Pater, he'll be exempt from the Asham Gezelos, exempt from the Chomesh, but not exempt from violating a regular Shavuos Bitui, meaning the Chatas Olav Yored, if he wants to get atonement. That's case number one. The first case of our Mishnah here. The next case of our Mishnah, which is case two of the Mishnah, but case three, and if you include last Mishnah, is about the person asking, Shomer Chinam, where's his cow? Heichan Shori, if the owner says, where's my cow? V'amar lo avad. He says, it got lost. It got away in the nighttime. I don't know. And he says, Mashbiach ani, I adjure you, swear to me that it got disappeared. You don't know what happened. V'amar amen, he swears that way. Now this is would require Shavuos HaShomrim because he is claiming that he's got a patur, so we'd have to swear not just that it got, just that it was lost, but also it's on his rishus, he doesn't have it now in his possession, he didn't misappropriate it, he didn't act as a, you know, negligently as a custodian, so he's lying. But then, v'ha'edim me'edin oso, and then the witnesses come, and they testify, he's a big fat liar, sha'achlo, the guy who claims it just went missing, actually ate the cow for dinner. So now, says the Mishnah, Mishalem es hakeren. He has to pay back just the value of the cow. Why just the value of the cow? Because he's a thief, right? So as a thief, normally a thief would have to pay the kefil payment, the double payment, right? But here, he's on a convention, meaning the payback what he stole, plus, as for, you know, as a penalty, an extra, once again, the value of what he stole. That's called the kefil. But in this case, our custodian is not really a thief in a conventional sense, because although he did take what wasn't his, he didn't like go to take it. It was given to him by his neighbor to watch. So it's not a full-blown ganav, and it's not the kind of ganav that is required to pay kefil, so he's exempt from kefil. What about having lied? What about having to bring an asham gezelos? Because if he ate it, he'd be liable. So his lie was really a shavuos pikadon, and was going to allow him not to have to pay. The answer is absolutely true. This is a shavuos pikadon. The guy did lie about not having a financial obligation when he really did, because he ate his neighbor's cow and claiming it just got away, and he's putter. But he won't be entitled to bring the asham gezelos, nor pay him the chomesh, because those things affect kapara, some kind of atonement for him. But this guy is a rotten guy, and he didn't come to the truth because he felt bad and wanted to admit it and make amends. No. The truth came out because the witness has testified he's a big fat thief and liar. So therefore, he has to give back what he stole, of course, but he won't be entitled, he won't be afforded the opportunity to bring the guilt offering, the asham gezelos, or pay the chomesh, because that would sort of give him atonement. He isn't entitled to get atonement because he didn't look for doing the right thing, he just was forced into it. The last case, says the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Hodema Atzmo, if, however, prior to the witnesses coming and saying he ate the cow, he admitted he ate the cow, then Mishalem Karen v'chomish v'asham. Then he will give back the cow, plus the chomish and asham, because he admitted he lied. Okay, and therefore, to get atonement, he can give a chomish payment, an extra 25% surcharge on the value of the cow, plus he also brings the asham gzelos. Finally, says the Mishnah, the third case of the Mishnah here, Heichan Shori, if the owner of the cow says, where is my cow? Amar lo nignav. And the Shomer Chinam says, it was stolen. And he says, Mashbiach ani, swear to me that's true. Vamar amen. And he says, yep, I swear that, amen. Va'edem e'idin lo so sheganavo. And the witness is going to come and testify that it wasn't stolen by somebody else. This guy himself stole it, the very custodian. So then, Mishalom tashlume kefil, he doesn't do the chomesh payment, and he doesn't do the Ashim Gazelos, because like we said before, he wasn't trying to do the right thing, he just was forced into it by witnesses. But here we say there is a kefil payment, because it's learned from Psukim that if a person who's a Shomer Chinam says that it was stolen, and he was a thief, he pays kefil. Whereas if, like the previous case in the Mishnah, if he says it was lost and he was a thief, he doesn't pay kefil. So this guy said someone else stole it, really he stole it, therefore he does in yes pay kefil payment. If, however, hodim atzmo, if after lying and saying that it was stolen, he admits he was the thief, but not because someone else testified against him, but rather because he just felt bad, so now he's looking for atonement, so then, mishalem keren, he gives back the value of the cow, v'chomesh, plus 25% for atonement, v'asham, and also brings the asham gazelos to get atoned, because he did certainly do a shvius pikadon, he did lie falsely about to save himself money, but he admitted he lied, and therefore to make amends and atonement, get atonement, he not only returns karen, but also does the chomesh and the asham.